This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Over the past few years, our president has made some incredibly ill-informed policy decisions, even in the face of clear evidence to the contrary. These decisions have negatively impacted people's lives through policies around COVID, climate change, immigration, healthcare, women's rights, LGBT rights, education, and of course, our relationship with foreign countries. But the president's recent decision to leave the 60-year-old World Health Organization is among the very most irresponsible. The decision will hurt the U.S. every bit as much as it will hurt the rest of the world. The WHO is not a perfect organization. It is plagued by politics and infighting and a low budget. But it still serves a super important function. The WHO plays a key role in many decisions that directly or indirectly affect our lives. More than ever before, our global interconnected world creates great risks, particularly with regard to the spreading of diseases. It is the WHO that is our first line of defense. The WHO first alerted the world to the infection that came to be called COVID in early January, and it advised healthcare workers how to protect themselves from the spread. Perhaps it could have been more aggressive with its policies, but if there is a problem, conduct an audit. Help improve the organization. Don't be a baby and take your toys and walk away. And it's not just COVID where WHO plays a vital role. It coordinates the global response to diseases like polio, Ebola, malaria, HIV, TB, and yellow fever. The near elimination of diseases like polio has saved the U.S. tens of billions of dollars in treatment costs. And the WHO isn't the only health organization the U.S. refuses to work with. As the U.S. decided to focus inwardly, we have already stopped funding the Pan American Health Organization. Pan America is the area that is currently home to half of the top 10 countries with COVID. You know, aside from helping ourselves, we also have a social responsibility to help resource-poor countries by helping to provide education, laboratory training, tools like PPE, and clinical trials on drugs to treat emerging and re-emerging diseases. When we step back from these responsibilities, China steps in, and they're now in our backyard, working with countries that will owe them a big favor. The WHO also directly benefits the U.S. For example, each year, influenza virus mutates, resulting in new variants around the world. It is the WHO that leads the flu vaccine development process each year, which includes several American researchers and organizations like our FDA and CDC. The U.S. depends on data from the WHO to predict which strain of the flu will spread to the U.S. so that we can make an effective vaccination. In the end, the total U.S. funding for the WHO is equivalent to the overhead of about one U.S. hospital, about $370 million. It would be very hard to get better value for that money. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.